Morning Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Kembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. The Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Michigan Tech ranked number 5 going into this weekend. They get a couple of big wins at Bemidji State. It was Military Appreciation Weekend at Bemidji this past Friday and Saturday, and they did a real nice job of really acknowledging and saluting our military and vets and everything around that topic. The Bemidji State Beavers had special camouflage uniforms that they wore, tied in with Bemidji State colors, of course. They looked really neat, and they wore those jerseys for the Friday and Saturday games, and I understand they're going to be auctioning those off at some point, too. But Bemidji did a really nice job of that. They had special vets at the games. They had special presentations during the pre-games, and along with the camouflage jerseys, real nice job by Bemidji State. But the Hockey Huskies remain perfect on the season, and now with Harvard and Robert Morris both losing this past weekend, Michigan Tech now is the only undefeated team in all of Division I college hockey. So the final score, 2-1 on Friday night, and 4-2 with an empty net goal on Saturday night. Coach Pearson's going to be here in just a little bit on the show. We encourage you to get your questions in for Coach Pearson. All you need to do is email it to me, and it's DJ@themix93.com. DJ@themix93.com is the telephone number. Now, Minnesota State Mankato is the team coming in here this weekend. They were idle play this past weekend, and their last two games were November 7th and 8th against Bemidji State, and those were in Mankato. 6-3 and 5-3 were the scores of those games, and Bemidji State played well down there. As you heard Coach Serratore with us during his pregame on Friday, he said that Bemidji played really good at Mankato, but the special teams is what really kind of killed the Beavers in that situation. So the Huskies will have a tall task against Minnesota State this Friday and Saturday night. Ticket deals are in effect, and if you listen to the Super Saver hotline today and through the end of the week, there is a great family frenzy deal for Michigan Tech hockey. $25 for two adult tickets and two kids tickets, or youth tickets, I guess, for the games. That is usually a $40 package that retails at $59. So less than 50%, or more than 50% off, I should say, for that great deal. So we want everybody to know about that. $25 for a four-pack. That's two adults and two youth tickets for Michigan Tech hockey this weekend. Coach Pearson joins us here. Congratulations, Coach, on the big wins down over at Bemidji State this past weekend.
Well, thank you, Dirk. Obviously, any time you can go on the road and get a couple of victories, that's huge. I give credit to our players. They did an outstanding job, and we had to play from behind, you know, finally. It's been a while, but no, two big wins. Bemidji's got a very good hockey team. They maybe have had the toughest schedule in college hockey when you look at who they played, and you can see why they're, you know, a pretty good team, and they're right there. I mean, they went in North Dakota and beat North Dakota 5-1, and it doesn't surprise me when you see their team up close and in person. But big wins for our team.
It was, and you know, watching Bemidji State all weekend long, they didn't really ever get a time where they looked tired out there. They are I've always been a fast team, but the energy level by the Beavers was something that was tough for us to deal with at times.
Well, they play a different game. You know, they don't you know, they keep things very simple. You know, they just chip and flip and flow to the puck, and they're always skating, and it makes it real difficult, which it's interesting how we got that last penalty by one of those plays. You know, they just flip right. it off the glass and just flood an area, and they're coming at you with speed the whole time. So, but they simplify their game, and it's very effective.
Well, we'll get to that, I guess, that penalty, because I want to, and I don't want to talk about the refereeing. I just want to talk about.
Did you bring your rule book with you today?
No, but wanted to say is hats off to Riley Sweeney, who got burned on that play the night before.
Yes.
I mean, they scored their goal. Yeah. On that play before, the night before. And he wasn't going to take that chance on Saturday night at that situation.
No, and we can talk about the rule and how it reads later. But overall, like I said, they're going to win a lot of hockey games, that team. And it's going to be very difficult to beat them at their home rink. Now, we get them two more times later on in the year, and our fans will get a chance to see what we're talking about, how they play. But overall, I couldn't be happier with their team. And, you know, a lot of good performances by a lot of different guys.
Well, we came out pretty good on Friday night, I thought, in the first period, and then Bemidji kind of played well, and they ended up outshooting us in that first period, 11-6. How did you look at period number one Friday night, Coach?
Well, yeah, we played well. I mean, at the start, we got off to a real good start, and like I said, I thought for the most part it was a fairly even period. When you look at the shots on goal, I think they're a little skewed, even both games, but they were shooting the puck from everywhere. I mean, you could tell their strategy was to get pucks at Jamie Phillips and get people to the net. Bottom line, just anywhere in that offensive zone, try and get something through. But we didn't give up a lot of grade A chances, and we didn't create much. I mean, it was a pretty even period overall.
Yeah, we did not score. Bemidji did not score either. 11-6 was the were the shots in the first period in favor of Bemidji State. But we get the first goal of the game, and it's C.J. Eich. He gets an unassisted breakaway goal that was shorthanded. 3:21 the time of the goal for C.J. And the Huskies, here's a chance. C.J. Eich, breakaway, shorthanded. Eich is down, shoots, scores! C.J. Eich with a shorthanded breakaway goal. And the Huskies get the first goal of the game. Take a lead 1-0 with 16:39 remaining in the first period. Now, this is a period that we end up getting outshot 16-8 in it, and we scored the first two goals of the game, which I thought was probably pretty deflating for Coach Sarratore at the time.
Well, it can be, but if you look at the just break down the shots on goal, they had three power plays in the period to our none. So we had to kill, 5 minutes of power play there. Well, almost 6 minutes, actually, because it was a carryover from the first period. But when you look at the shot differential, I think it's 8 overall in the period, but 7 of their shots are on the power play. So, and a lot of them were generated from their defensemen and point shots that, weren't a real threat. So when you look at the save 16-8 or shot 16-8, you go, wow, they were dominated. But most of it came on that power play. And what also it does, Dirk, is it, maybe it deflates their team when you kill them a little bit. But, it's a lot of work killing penalties. And you get out of an offensive rotation, your regular lines. So I thought it took a little bit away from our team the second period. Having said that, big shorthander goal. We've been talking about that all year, how we feel we have the players that can score shorthanded, that can put some pressure on other teams when they're on the power play, and finally we get one, and good for CJ. I think he can score more. I think he can contribute more offensively. He's going to get his chances just because of that speed he has, and that was a big-time goal.
What about CJ? I mean, we have talked about it, how you and he would like to have him score more goals. That was his first goal of the season. Is there something out there that he's not doing to get him more offensive opportunities?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think what happens is you can get pigeonholed, or you're characterized as a defensive player, and you don't even think about offense, or whether you don't have that confidence in your offensive ability. And and I've talked to CJ in the past about that, and that I want you to be more than a one-dimensional player, because of that speed. He's going to get chances. He shoots the puck well. You saw that goal. Right. He walked in and made it look like he'd done it 1,000 times, and so he does have that ability. But I think it's some chemistry on the line a little bit, and just when you get the puck offensively is to be a little more creative and a little more to the net. Like, you see him get it, and sometimes he just hesitates right away instead of just get it and go to the net. I'm talking more 5-on-5.
Sure.
and use that speed and put some pressure on them. So it's coming with him, and I think that line has played extremely well. Him and Dylan Stamen have played together pretty well all year, and then we've rotated somebody else in on that line for the most part.
I thought Dylan had a pretty good night Friday night. There were times out there where he You know, when he wants to, he kind of just controls the play down in the
corner. Oh, he's strong, and he's when he has that puck, it's hard to get away from him. When he's got that mindset that, you know, he's ready to go, and I give him a lot of credit for a freshman. You know, and our systems, our center.